This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Dear brother and sister, welcome back to Night Kalam. This will be our last episode for this season, inshallah. Now, coming back to the topic of divorce again. First, we have discussed about talaq, known as a divorce. And then we have the khuluq, we have the fasaq. There are few more that I'd like to share with all of you. There is shiqaq. Shiqaq means the husband and wife have been having a lot of misunderstanding, quarreling day and night. There's no more peace, you know. There is no way to solve their problem anymore. No, always there's tension, always disagreement, minor thing become big issues, but they cannot decide. They just don't know what is the best for them. Sometimes they're very confused, being a young couple sometimes. So now they refer this matter to their parents. They will let the parent make a decision for them. This is called shiqaq. Sometimes they refer this direct to the parent. If the parent will try to reconcile them and make things happen, alhamdulillah. If the parent feel that that is the best for both parties, the parent will make the decision on behalf of the both parties. That's called shiqaq. Then you have another one called ilaq. Ilaq means a husband make a promise, or he swear that I'm not going to have any intimacy with my wife. No. Yeah, intimacy relationship. Just husband and wife, as name husband and wife. But I'm not going to be with her, I'm going to sleep with her. So the physical right of the wife is not being given. Now he swear that I'm not going to have any intimacy with you. The thing that you are allowed to do this, not more than 4 months. If after 4 months, the wife make a report, then the judge will have to call the husband. And if the husband want to come back, he have to pay a fine because he make an oath, he make a promise, he swear with the name of Allah, I'm not going to have any intimacy with you. So he have to pay some kind of penalty before he can come back to the wife as a punishment to him. A husband have no right to use that kind of hard word on the wife, that I'm not going to, I swear with the name of God, with the name of Allah, that I'm not going to have any intimacy with you. You have no right to do that. It's a humiliation, you know. So this is called ilaq. That if the court or the judge call him in and he said, yeah, I still do not want to have any intimacy with her, then the court will have the right to free the woman. You see, if there is a case, you have to divorce her because her right is not being honored anymore as a wife. This is called ilaq. Then you have the next one is li'an. Li'an is a man accusing the wife have is fornicating, do fornication with other people without any witnesses. He have the right if he want to, no, but if without any witnesses, then the judge will call the wife to appear and ask the wife swear with the name of Allah 4 times. The husband also can do that. I swear with the name of Allah, she have done this, so 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 times. And the last time he said, if I lie, may the curse of Allah be upon me and my family. The same goes, how can the wife defend her honor? The wife will have to defend her honor by coming up with witnesses if they have. But when there's no witnesses, she can also be someone to use the same approach, swear with the name of Allah 4 times, that she did not commit that kind of sin. It is a fitna from the husband. The husband just want to create this issue to belittle her and so on. Then she free herself, protect herself by swearing with the name of Allah 4 times. And the 5th time, if I lie, then may Allah punish me, including all my family members. It's a heavy kind of thing, you know, for anybody to accuse, especially a husband to accuse the wife. This is a few reason that Islam allowed for us to have an ending, you know, between husband and wife if this kind of issue do occur. So may Allah Rabbul Alameen guide all of us, make sure that we do not just use word without thinking, and we don't play around with words too sometimes. Because if you make it or you use it wrongly, there is a penalty for all this. So I pray may Allah Rabbul Alameen give us the patience and the wisdom to be very careful with what we want to say to each other. We hope that this make it clear to all our brothers and sisters who's following this program. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the sabar. Whenever you want to say something, check the word that you want to use. You know, don't humiliate anybody. Don't accuse anybody. Just, you know, try your level best to discuss matter and then find the best way to solve whatever problem you encounter in your family life, inshallah. May Allah forgive us. May Allah guide us. May Allah give us the hikmah, inshallah. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal aqli da'wana walhamdulillah bil alamin. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته